0870-971-1079.
Call the studio now.
On FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move. On your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1. Joanna Earle.
There's been an increase in the number of offences reported in Kent linked to dating apps. Police have told KMFM they dealt with 10 relating to Tinder and Grindr last year. That's up from just one in 2013. Alleged offences include blackmail, harassment and sex crimes. Emma Fox from Gravesend has used a dating app along with many of her friends.
It's often when you do say, no, look, I don't want to continue talking to you, people then do get very, very aggressive. No one really has been, like, attacked, which is what we are currently seeing in the news, but people have had aggressive behaviour via social media, definitely.
Police say while the numbers are low, we need to take measures to stay safe online. Here's Superintendent Simon Thompson.
Be very careful about the username that you use. Don't use anything that's provocative or controversial, because that can attract the wrong kind of attention. And also, don't take intimate pictures of yourself and post them through social networks.
We've contacted both sites for a comment.
KMFM News.
At least 9 people have died after 2 trains crashed head-on in southern Germany. Hundreds of rescuers have been working at the scene around 40 miles southeast of Munich. 15 passengers are said to be seriously hurt, but dozens more are also injured. Nigel Harris, managing editor of Rail Magazine.
Just looking at the scene, it is certainly what the railway industry would call a high-energy impact. To overturn carriages to that degree and for that degree of destruction, they would go in at more than walking space, you would suggest.
A cleaner has admitted making hoax bomb calls to the University of Kent. The Canterbury campus was evacuated when calls were made and fake devices were discovered last September and December. 40-year-old Vanessa Relton from Cromwell Road in Whitstable is due to undergo psychiatric tests before being sentenced in May.
KMFM News.
Hundreds of people are without electricity this afternoon due to a power cut in Maidstone. The fault has affected businesses, homes and traffic signals around the Moat Road area of the town. UK Power Network say engineers are working to restore all supplies. An independent commission says we need to ensure anyone with a mental illness doesn't have to travel long distances across England to get treatment. A lack of funding and inadequate staffing can mean there are no local services. Rebecca Julian travelled from Norwich to London to visit her son.
I can't even tell you just how bad it actually was for me, and of course for his other family who also love him dearly. It was a very, very difficult and unnecessary time. Very, very sad.
KMFM News.
Dozens of dinosaurs have arrived at a wild animal park in Kent ahead of the opening of a major new attraction. 24 of the life-size models will eventually form part of a herd of more than 100 at Port Lyme Reserve near Hythe. It's hoped it will promote the park's conservation work. Bob O'Connor is MD there.
This all goes back to our ethos of education, but we have to educate people the way they want to be educated, find things that really interest them. So if we can tell our story through involving them with dinosaurs, then that's we all benefit.
The dinosaur park is due to open in the spring, and Andy Murray's wife Kim has given birth to their first child. The couple, who got married last April, have had a baby girl.
KMFM Sport with Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value and choice in Ashford, Maidstone and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
England's cricketers are underway in Centurion, where they're looking for a third straight one-day international win over South Africa. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the tourists won the toss and opted to bat first, but they've lost an early wicket. A short time ago, England were on 83 for one after 17 overs. On to football, and Liverpool are looking for their first win over West Ham this season in the FA Cup later. Their fourth round replay at Upton Park comes after a 0-0 draw at Anfield. Rugby and England's head coach has added forwards Matt Kovacic and Josh Beaumont to their training squad ahead of Saturday's Rugby Union Six Nations game against Italy. The pair were included in the 33-man elite player squad last month before being released back to their clubs. And Kenya could pull out of the Rio Olympics this summer over concerns about the Zika virus. The head of the country's Olympic Committee says it's being considered. The disease is spread by mosquitoes and linked to birth defects.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.